أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. هدى ورحمة للمحسنين. This is the beginning of Surah Luqman, which is the 31st Surah of the Quran Sharif. Like in the previous Surah, this Surah also starts to prove the authenticity of the Quran Sharif and the Nabuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by informing us about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam, who lived many thousand years before the Quran Sharif was revealed. This is a sign that the Quran Sharif is a true kitab and that has recorded the history in the correct way. Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam was a nephew of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, or the cousin of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. By profession he was a carpenter or a tailor or a shepherd. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with great wisdom, that some ulama of the opinion that he was a nabi seeing his great knowledge. But the vast majority of ulama believed that he was not a Nabi, but he was a very great wise man, a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, a great alim. He lived a very long life till the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. And up to then, he was the authority on deen, giving fatwa, masalas, etc. But when Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam came, then he stopped immediately and he said, now the Nabi of Allah has come when he was given his nabuwat, and now for an ordinary person for me to give fatwa, etc. is not correct. This also shows the great sincerity of these great people. We are such that if we are doing work of deen and somebody else comes in that area, we become upset and angry, that who are you to come here? This is our area. But the true sincere people, when they see a better person come, they immediately throw the towel in and you carry on. You are much more superior and better than me to do this work of deen. Alif Lam Mim, the meaning of that is known only to Allah Ta'ala. Tilka ayatul kitabil hakim. Ye ayate hai pakki kitab ki. These are the ayats of the very strong, well-established kitab. That is, the ayats of the Quran, what you are going to be reading now, these are the ayats of a very strong kitab, the Quran Sharif. Hudaw wa rahmatan lil muhsinin. Hidayat hai aur mehrbani, neki karne walon ke liye. It is a book and a kitab of hidayat and mercy for those people who want to be righteous and who want to please Allah Ta'ala. So really that person benefits, enjoys the Quran, whose niyat is to please Allah. But a person who wants this kitab for barakat in dunya, who is reading the kitab because he's forced to read it, that person won't get enjoyment. But that person who has made his niyat, that my niyat in life is to please Allah, then that person will enjoy reading the kitab, and the kitab will be, he'll see the great benefits of the kitab. Otherwise, a person will read Quran Sharif just for barakat, just for sawab, but he won't see any benefit of it in his life. He'll find benefit in other things, but because those things are his object, dunya is his object. So to study any manual of something, there he will see benefit. To study maths and science and to get university degrees, there he will see his benefit because his niyat is dunya. But a person whose niyat is to please Allah, he will enjoy the Quran and he will go and delve and study the Quran even more deeply. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ جو کے قائم رکھتے ہیں نماز. And the outward sign of those people who want to please Allah is that they perfect their namaz. Not only read namaz, but they try and do it perfectly in the correct way. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ or دیتے ہیں زکات. And they give the zakat also happily. They don't feel it as a tax, as a burden. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ اور وہ ہے جو آخرت پر ان کو یقین ہے. And these are those people who have got their yaqeen, they believe in the akhirat. We should think, do we even think of the akhirat the whole day? Even if we are making our namazes, do we even think of our akhirat? to even think of our maut. A person who has got yaqeen of that, a person who's got yaqeen, I'm going to get my paycheck end of the month, he'll make sure he's at work every day on time. And he does his work properly because I have to get my paycheck end of the month. So if our yaqeen is on akhirat, then our lives will automatically be corrected also. And it is very important in this day and age that we should take stock of ourselves and check whether we have really got that yaqeen, or is our yaqeen on rands and cents, that with that I'll live a wonderful life. Is our yaqeen on this worldly life? How much is our yaqeen on the life of the akhirat? Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim, unhone paayi hai raah apne rab ke taraf se. These are those people who have found the right way from Allah. That is also a gift from Allah that you find that way. And these who have got these qualities, they have found that right way to Allah Ta'ala. Wa ulaika humul muflihun, aur wahi murad ko pahunche. And these are those people who have achieved their success, complete success, and the object of life and purpose of life, they have achieved it. But however, now the Quran explains another very great aspect, and we have to check ourselves on this also. And that is that the Quran, the teachings of Quran, our masjids, our madrasas, our deen, that we should give priority in our lives. And we should make sure that we are not doing anything contrary and to distract from the deen. That is very, very important. Like for example, it's time for namaz, and we encourage our children or anyone to be watching a TV program at that time, or anything else, even if it is in the name of deen, like listening to some radio station at the time of namaz, and we get distracted from namaz. That is a very dangerous thing. Also, in a broader context, when we have any function, like a tablighi ijtima, jalsa of a madrasa, bayan of some alim, some jalsa, and at that time, and with this intention, we do some other entertainment for people to distract them from going there. This is kufr. To distract people from the deen in any way, this is kufr. And in any ways, if our intention is not that, then to distract people. Also our children, whether we encourage them on deen to make their namaz, read Quran, or we encourage them on other things against deen. And everyone's nature is that he takes to things of dunya. So are we encouraging deen or dunya? This ayat was revealed with regard to Nadhr bin Harith, who was one of the chief enemies of Islam and of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started his mission of calling people to Allah, he should travel to foreign lands and bring the story books from there. And he used to bring in singing girls from there. And he should make entertainment in Makkah Sharif. And wherever he heard of something, somebody wanting to accept Islam, then he should tell him, come here and see what I've got to offer for you. And then he should tell them that is this better or what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling you to. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says you must make 5 times namaz, you must keep roza, you must make jihad. This is enjoyment, listening to the singing girls and all stories. So all this entertainment in the form of TV, in the form of tournaments, whether they are sports tournaments, anything that distracts from deen is a very dangerous thing. And we should prepare the field so that the people come towards deen, get interested in deen. Our women folk, our children, not that we prepare them to go away from deen. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ, or ek wo log hai ke kharidar hai khel ki baat ho. And amongst people there are those, referring to Nadhr bin Harith in particular, and generally anyone till the day of Qiyamah who does this, who buys things of entertainment, of pastime, just to amuse people in whichever form it can be. لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ تَاكِ بِچْلَائِ اللَّهِ كِ رَاسِ, so that he could turn away people from the path of Allah Ta'ala, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمِ بِنْ سَمْجِ, they have got no true understanding. That is why they are doing this. They don't know what deen, what akhirat is, what the qabr is. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا huzuwa, or تِرَائِ usku hasi, and they make this an entertainment for people. And young people especially, women especially, everyone, they all like entertainment. And in this way, they turn them away from deen. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Or وہ جو ہے, ان کو ذلت کا عذاب ہے. For them will be a punishment of great humiliation and disgrace. وَإِذَا تُتْلَ عَلِيهِ آيَاتُنَا, اور جب سنائیں ان کو ہماری آیتیں, and when our ayats are read to them, when deen etc., the talks of deen are presented, وَاللَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا, پیٹ دے جائے غرور سے, they turn their backs in arrogance, that what is this what you're talking about the unseen, about qabar, about all these things, they make a joke about deen, which is common not only of the non-Muslims, they in particular. But many Muslims make a joke about matters of deen, about the beard, about the burqa, etc. These are very, very dangerous things, and very sadly they are becoming more common. كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا, گویا ان کو سنا ہی نہیں. And they carry on as they never heard the ayats and the truth and the reality of the talks of deen. كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقَرَى, گویا اس کے دونوں کان بہرے ہیں. As though his ears are plugged, that he is deaf, he cannot hear. Allah has made them deaf, they can't hear the truth. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ, so خوش خبری دے اس کو دردناک عذاب کی. So inform them of a very, very painful punishment that will be meted out to them. So in these ayat, Allah has shown the truthfulness of the Quran and the very great dangerous thing to make anything else of entertainment, whether it's a TV in the house, whether our internet absorbs us so much and we get addicted, we miss our namazes, etc., and we get involved in other things, all these things are totally haram. They are not permitted at all, whether it is any soccer tournament or even in the name of deen, to be listening to a bayan while namaz is carrying on in the masjid, and we are listening on the radio or anywhere else, we are listening to nasheeds, etc., and we don't pay attention to the faras of Allah Ta'ala, these are all haram acts, and shaitan will come in the name of deen as well. So we must be very careful of these things.